Right. So, picture this. It is May 1693. We are in Mexico City, inside the Imperial Convent of Santo Domingo.
Oh, yeah, and the room is just packed with all the high-ranking officials of the Holy Office of the Inquisition.
Exactly. And we were doing an exploration into the source material today, focusing on this 333-year-old document. It is a sermon preached by Father Diego de Arellano.
Right, and it was for the Feast of Saint Peter Martyr. He was the patron of the Inquisition in New Spain.
Yeah. And what is wild here is how this sermon shows the Inquisition branding itself. Like, they are not just bureaucrats.
No, not at all. They really see themselves as this spiritual army following a very specific and, frankly, bloody blueprint.
So, I mean, out of all the saints available, right, why did the Inquisition pick this specific guy, Peter of Verona, to be their standard bearer?
Well, Arellano explains it through this concept of the triple aureola. Basically, Peter had this triple crown, making him the perfect model.
Wait, a triple crown? Like, what does that actually mean in this context?
So he was considered a virgin, a doctor, which just means teacher, and a martyr. It combined moral purity with intellectual dominance, and finally, the ultimate sacrifice.
Okay, that makes sense. But the sermon really focuses on this idea of taking up your cross daily, right?
Yes, exactly. Arellano breaks down what he calls the three deaths of Peter. First, there is the death with Christ.
And that is the 30 years of grueling monastic penance, I think.
Yeah, you got it. Then the second is the death for Christ. This refers to his constant, dangerous intellectual battles with Manichaean heretics.
Right. And for our listeners, that was basically a mental marathon. I mean, defending these ideas intellectually was treated as a kind of death just as much as a physical one.
Absolutely. And this intellectual warfare is a huge part of the doctor aspect we mentioned. The sermon actually highlights a miracle where Peter struck a heretic mute during a debate.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, it was meant to prove to the audience that faith is the ultimate art of living and that the Inquisitor is, the master of that art.
Well, and then there's the third death, right? The death in Christ, which is his actual physical assassination.
Right, and the climax of the sermon describes this incredibly dramatic detail. As Peter is being killed, he uses his own blood to write the Símbolo de la Fe, or the creed, right there in the sand.
Okay, that is intense. And the sermon calls this the finger of faith, right?
Yes, it connects it directly to the Doubting Thomas story.
Oh, like Thomas needing to touch the wounds of Christ.
Exactly. Arellano argues that Peter's writing finger becomes this tongue that speaks way more clearly than his actual voice ever could.
But, I have to push back a bit on the source here. I mean, is it not a little extreme to prioritize writing out the faith over, trying to save a human life?
I mean, to us today, sure, but we have to remember we are just reporting on how they saw it in 1693. To that audience, Arellano is arguing that the ink of a martyr's blood makes the faith invincible.
So the idea is that the blood is what actually solidifies it all.
Right. He is telling these inquisitors that they are the new Maccabees. They have inherited Peter's spirit and his sword.
Which brings up that really fascinating detail from the text about the palm fronds, the ones they held during the procession.
Oh, yeah, the text describes the leaves of those palms as being shaped like knives or swords for the defense of the law.
Yeah, literally turning a symbol of peace into a weapon. It is just such a strong visual.
And the whole point was to remind the listeners in 1693 to be vigilant inquisitors. They were supposed to use their patron's death as a sacred shield against dissent.
Right, it was framing their work as a continuation of this daily martyrdom, a mix of intellectual and physical war.
Exactly. It really shows how they valued visceral action over just words.
Which I guess leads us to our final thought for today.
I mean, yeah, it is a pretty provocative claim in the sermon, the idea that a silent, blood-written message is more persuasive than any spoken argument.
Yeah, it is heavy. So as we wrap up this exploration of the source material, think about this. In our current age of constant information overload, does the physical action of a person still speak louder to you than their arguments? I mean, does the blood still matter more than the ink?